Leftist group calls for widespread hiring boycott against Sarah Sanders. By Hannah Blow on June 17, 2019. Democrat PAC American Bridge is calling for a nationwide hiring boycott of Sarah Sanders, the group announced in an email blast over the weekend. The leftist group blasted out an email Saturday, asking potential supporters to sign an open letter addressed to America's CEOs. 50,000 signatures needed tell America's CEOs, don't hire Sarah Sanders. The email reads. The letter itself describes Sarah Sanders as an avid liar who will no doubt be looking for her next big gig. The group hopes to stifle her future endeavors by shaming CEOs for accepting her resume. American Bridge flatly accuses Sanders of spreading misinformation, deflecting blame, and covering for Trump at the expense of the truth about the family separation policy. That, of course, is patently false. Even last year, the ACLU admitted that migrant parents often choose to separate themselves from their children. As Breitbart News reported, the ACLU has admitted that migrant parents in the family separation furor are deliberately leaving at least 114 children in the United States, says a court filing by the federal government. The acknowledged abandonment of the 114 children and youths, plus the de facto abandonment of up to 232 others, undermines the progressives' media magnified claim that President Donald Trump maliciously separated victimized families as they fled from crime into the safety of the United States. The group provided a mock-up of the letter addressed to America's CEOs, repeating age-old progressive talking points about neglected migrant families and kids in cages. It reads in part, because of their negligence, children have been physically abused. Because of their negligence, children have been sexually assaulted. Because of their negligence, children have died. Their inaction and negligence did not happen in a vacuum. Senior members of the Trump administration played a role, many helping craft, implement, and defend this heinous policy. Some of these individuals have left the administration in recent months. Regardless of when they leave, they should not be allowed to seek refuge in your boardrooms or corner offices. Allowing them to step off of the revolving door and into your welcoming arms should be a non-starter. Many of you spoke out against this barbaric policy. However strong the opposition, your words are meaningless unless they are backed up with resolute action. We call on you to make it clear that you will not hire for employment, contract for consulting, or seat on your boards, anyone involved in the development or implementation of the Trump administration's family separation immigration policy. There are some lines that simply cannot be crossed, the letter reads. We will be watching. President Trump announced Sanders' departure last Thursday. She's done an incredible job and we've been through a lot together and she's tough. She's good, he said to a crowd gathered for a White House event in the East Room Thursday afternoon. She's a special person, a very, very fine woman. She has been so great, Trump continued. She has such heart. She's strong but with great, great heart. If we can get her to run for the governor of Arkansas, I think she'll do very well, he added. And I'm trying to get her to do that.